Do you remember how we ran? The sunflowers were taller than both of us, waving like they were trying to tell us something in that early autumn storm. We kept walking anyway. We knew we had to get back. So we took a shortcut between the flower fields, which became a long cut, if you know what I mean. Our shoulders brushing, fingers laced together, the sky stretching overhead in that dreamy shade of blue, the kind that always looks faded around the edges, like making a memory in real time. And the clouds rolled in and it started to rain. When it started, it wasn't a storm, just a soft splatter of warm drops across the back of my neck, down your arm, across our cheeks, like gentle touches from the sky, as if the clouds leaned down to kiss us. And we just laughed because we were already too far in, soaked to the skin in joy. You grabbed my hand, and I swear the sunflowers parted for us like we belonged to the land. By the time we made it back to the bed and breakfast, we were completely drenched, laughing and breathless, our hair tangled with petals. My dress clung to every curve, soaked through and blooming against my body like a second skin. You looked at me like I was the most rare and precious artifact you've ever found. And I looked at you like you were already mine. We didn't even make it inside right away. We stopped on the porch, under the overhang. Your hands were on my waist, your forehead against mine. Rain still falling just beyond us, drumming on the roof like an applause. Steam rising from the earth. The air was thick with honeysuckle and damp soil, and the sweetness of the leftover summer blackberries, and a whiff of ozone. And then you lifted me right into your arms and carried me inside. The dress is still hanging in the doorway, even though I promised I had to put it away. But I can't stop looking at it, because it feels like the future has finally taken shape. Ivory silk and little buttons all the way down the back. Delicate beadwork and floral arranged crystals, highlighted with colorful gemstones. This is a costume I'll only wear once. For one day out of our entire lives. The symbol of everything yet to come and the promise we're making to each other. The memory of that day and what it will mean for us. I can still see the way that your eyes lit up when I walked in that afternoon, even though you haven't seen the dress yet. But the way you looked at me, you knew I had found the one. As if you could already see the veil and my handwritten vows. And the way that someday soon, our last names will finally match. I'm still glowing with it. The lace, the sparkling cider, the way you kissed my hand at dinner. You always kiss my hand like you're courting me in some corset ripper of a novel, dancing around the courtship before we fall into each other slowly and then all at once. I don't want to be courted and never did. Hi, I'm off for my romance interview now. Let's see if I can audition potential husbands. It's ridiculous. We found each other much more innocently than that. I gave a letter to the postman, a package, actually. I painted wings on the outside of the box, mimicking that movie I suspect we both love, even though we had never spoken before that. Inside the box was a letter, a book, and that quilt, the one that covers our bed at home now. It was a transportable hug because I knew that you needed one. And somehow that led to the break in the ice, and your walls came tumbling down, and you called me, a stranger, which was the start of a beautiful friendship which blossomed into more. So even though we had never met before and I took a literal leap of faith, painting those angel wings as a messenger on that box, which I put my whole heart into. I knew we had dreamed of each other, because I had wished for you with everything I am. So no, I do not hook up, and I never really dated before you. I wanted to be chosen, and to choose someone back. I wanted to fall, not madly in love, but steadily, in a healthy, mutual, respectful love. I want to be peacefully in love, and I want to be claimed. Not later, not next summer after the wedding, when I'm finally your wife. Not when it's safe. I want you now. So we peel off our wet clothes like fruit skins. And you laid me down on those wide, clean sheets. The kind that smell like sunshine from being line dried. You move over me slowly. You're always so careful, like I might break, but I won't. I want to feel the power of you against me and inside me. I want to be made new. Tonight I want everything. You're still being so good even now. I see you pause and reach for the drawer, and I know what you're doing. You're always trying to protect us and to do the right thing. But I stop you. I reach up and catch your wrist, and I shake my head. I want to feel you, I whisper, and you look at me confused but elated as you silently understand. No barrier, just us. I want to feel your skin on mine and nothing in between. I want to feel your love raw and unfiltered, warm and reckless. So I wrap my legs tighter around you and breathe in the scent of your skin. You smell like salt and rain and honey, like the inside of a coat I'd want to borrow forever. And when you slide inside me, bare and hot and trembling, my whole body arches. It's different now. It's more. You moan into my neck like you've never felt anything so good. And I feel it too. I feel it everywhere. The slickness I normally don't get to feel. The heat and the subtle ridges of you. The ticking pulse of your heartbeat against my walls. And when you're inside me, I gasp. It still surprises me how good it feels and how whole I feel. We start slow, your hips rolling against mine like waves. Your mouth on my collarbone, my thighs wrapped around your waist. And I love it. How you always take your time. How you look at me with that wild devotion that turns my insides molten. You try to be gentle, to slow it down, but I know that game. I feel your restraint, and I feel how hard it is for you to hold back. But I can't help but giggle as I tighten around you and say at least one of us has self-control. I kiss you hard and pull you deeper, whispering into your ear as your breath catches. Do you want to come in me? I whisper as my lips brush against your jaw. Do you want to get me pregnant? You groan like the sound is being pulled from your spine, and I kiss your neck soft and slow. I take your face in my hands and hold you as I talk to you softly. I want to have your baby. I want your hands gripping me tight like I belong to you. Your cock deep inside me, right up against my cervix. I don't care if it hurts. I like the power of you and the power you have over me. I want you to lose yourself inside me and know that I'm not afraid. I want to have your baby. I want your love growing inside me. I want to carry the best parts of you and me and wrap them up in a heartbeat. Your rhythm falters and you're so close, I can feel it. The thrum of your heartbeat inside me. The building of your release as you're right on the edge, and I whisper again, softer now. I want to feel you fill me up. I want you to get me pregnant. I want it to be right now, in this storm. I want you to make me yours, and make me a mommy. Your body tenses, and I wrap myself around you like jasmine lining up the arbor door. I want to hold you through it and feel your warmth and your surrender, your hopeful devotion to me. Empty yourself into me. I want to feel it. Come in me, love. Fill me up. You cry out as I hold you, trembling, as the world narrows to a heat of us and the rain outside and the way your name tastes in my mouth when I moan. I swear I can feel it. Your heat pouring into me and settling deep. This is the part we hadn't felt before. The pulse of your heartbeat thrumming inside me in rhythmic pumps. Releasing something from your inner depths. Something that I did to you. The seed of desire and want and love suddenly exploding out of you and into me. This rush of heat deep down inside me that floods me. It causes this intense pressure as the heat from my own orgasm overwhelms me, spreading from my core and out through my limbs and up to my face. And I grip hold of you tightly as I brace myself because I'm going to come. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming. We stay tangled like that for a long while. Rain softening into mist. Our skin still damp and sticky and glowing. Your head on my chest. My fingers trailing lazy circles on your back, and I whisper, drowsy and dazed, I think I'm pregnant. You laugh, but you kiss my shoulder like you believe me. And we lie there dreaming up names. Soft little syllables of a future we might meet. Marianne Elizabeth, Rachel Marie, Thomas Orion, Jonathan Brandon, Catherine Amanda. I say each one like an enchantment, and you say each one back like a promise, and we fall asleep together, the memory and the ache of you still inside me. When I wake the next morning, the sheets still smell like you, like skin and salt and something sleepy and spent. Rainwater cooled on warm stone. The birds are loud this morning. One of them keeps chirping a note that sounds like it's trying to get our attention. And the sun is slipping through the lace curtain. Tracing golden patterns across the floorboards and across your bare back as you sleep beside me. Your mouth is slightly open and your hair is a mess. You look young and undone and perfect. I could watch you like this forever. But the truth is, I don't just feel peaceful or full of love that we share for one another. I feel changed. Last night, something happened, and I can feel it, even though I can't explain it. Not in a scientific way. It's not logic, it's instinct. A quiet, steady knowing in the place below my heart. Like the earth opened up, and our love took root. I slide closer to you now, letting my fingers trace the curve of your spine, soft and lazy. You stir but don't wake. I press my lips to that place beneath your ear, just along your jawline, and I whisper, "It worked." You sigh in your sleep like your soul heard me, even if your mind hasn't caught up yet. My hand rests on my stomach, flat and still and quiet, but not empty. I swear I can feel something electric in there. Something beginning, a light the size of a pearl. It's early, I know I'm not an idiot, but I know. I felt the electricity of it hours ago. I wanted to let you sleep, but I knew it was happening. And then the strange, pinching feeling on my left side, and then the ache in my lower back. I know in the same way I know I wanted to marry you before you even asked. In the same way I knew your touch before we ever met. Later, when you wake, we lie there quietly, and you stroke my hair. I look at you, with that secret tucked between my ribs, and then I say it out loud. I think I'm pregnant. You blink, slow and wide-eyed, and I can see the wheels turning in your head. But then you smile and you pull me close. You press your mouth to my bare shoulders and breathe me in. We lie there a little while longer, tangled and silent. Your hand spread over my belly like you're offering a blessing, a protective intention for what's to come. Outside, the porch is drying in the sun, and we begin again. I crawl over to you, nude, and straddle you, playfully rocking myself against your shaft. And we talk through it. We talk about names like we're spinning stories out of thin air. You say Rachel, I say Marie. You say Jonathan, and I say Orion. We stitch them together like quilt squares. Thomas, Catherine, Elizabeth. We speak them out loud, testing the weight of them in our mouths, like secrets we want to share with the stars. Maybe it's science, or maybe it's a little bit of magic. Maybe it's just love stretching itself into something new. But I know what I know. I know that I love you. And I know, absolutely, without a doubt, that last night we made a life. Not just a baby, but a future. A small echo of you and me. A child who will one day belong among the wildflowers. A child who will laugh like you and have my eyes and your beauty mark and my freckles. And a mix of my brown hair and your red hair. Auburn. I don't tell you, but I think he'll be a boy. One who will ask questions with your brain and dream with my heart. And right now, in this still golden morning, under the weight of your arm, the scent of linen and sunflowers in the rain, I have never loved you more. We were already a story. A really, really good one. Now we're a legacy.